Overseas ex-students should repay loans. Some New Zealanders who borrowed money on a student loan go overseas and never repay their loan. Then, if they want to return to New Zealand in 10 or 20 years' time, they can't because they owe the government money. They can't come back for a family visit, for a wedding, or a funeral. Sir Paul Callaghan, a well-known scientist, is suggesting that ex-students pay back their loans to help the government. Rebuilding Christchurch after the earthquake is expected to cost $15 billion or more. The government will have to borrow money to do this. Ex-students who have not paid back their debt owe a total of $2 billion. This is not $15 billion, but Sir Paul said that every little bit helps. The average debt that students owe is $17,000. Most New Zealand workers in the UK and Australia should be able to pay that back in a few years. This is one way they can help Christchurch. Sir Paul also said that students only paid one-third of the cost of their university education. The government paid two-thirds. Perhaps New Zealand graduates in the UK will feel an obligation to repay their debt and help New Zealand now. Many young New Zealanders go overseas after they graduate. The government allows students 3 years before they have to start paying back their debt. This gives young people time to travel before settling down to a permanent job. After that, they start paying 6.6% interest on their loan.